the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We've been having a lot of fun today. If you're just tuning in, talking with Tim Sobey, he brought us about 9 or 10 packages of these meat sticks and his homemade sausages. We've been eating this stuff like crazy since he left, and this is fantastic. If you get a chance to get out there, Sobey Meats is on Remembrance Road, and this guy makes all this stuff fresh. I'm looking at these meat sticks. They're $4 a pound. You can't make them for that. And he smokes them right there, grinds the meat right there. Everything is done locally. They're fantastic. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back, everybody. And Sobey's phone number is 453-7201. You still have time to get a fresh turkey. They've gone through 150 of them so far, and they've got about 30 or 40 left. They can get a few more, but that's 453-7201. I'm eating right now a hot stick with cheese. It's heaven, man.
Right.
I mean, it's what's for breakfast right now. But anyway, if you're doing your... and the Thanksgiving parade's going on downtown Grand Rapids right now, and there's just a mob of people. They're occupying Grand Rapids the proper way. But for your turkey, there are just some certain things that, you know, Thanksgiving's all about. But one of the great things that comes out this time of year is sweet potatoes. And I found a really cool recipe that I'm going to try and talk my bride into making on Thursday. It's a sweet potato pie casserole.
Ooh.
And if you go down to the Sandman's down there on Wealthy, he makes a sweet potato pie that is killer.
I think that's actually his bride that makes that, but you're right. That is worth the drive.
Yeah.
That is worth the drive. But anyway, if you're not going there, how do you make it at home?
Well, you just get about 3 sweet potatoes. Of course, you have to peel them, slice them up. And you put them in a casserole dish. You drizzle a fig balsamic on them.
Old World Olive Press, probably get that.
I think they have that, yep. Yeah. And then you put a half cup of brown sugar on them and a half a stick of butter sliced up over the top. You throw it in the oven or on the grill indirect for about 40 minutes, about 350 degrees. And you're going to leave the top off that so that brown sugar will kind of caramelize and crust up a little bit. But that's just a real simple recipe, and that fig balsamic. I think you could do a regular balsamic if you don't find.
Are you slicing the potatoes like thin across the potato?
Maureen usually does them about a half inch thick slabs, and
that way they'll get cooked in that 40 minutes. If
you don't
want to cook them too thin, but not too thick either. Maybe like a quarter inch slab.
That's right
across that potato.
That's a really healthy dish, by the way. Other than the brown sugar, sweet potatoes are actually loaded with stuff. If you want to scrub them, leave the skins on. Another great way. There's a few more vitamins in them that
way.
But if you have some balsamic or balsamic reduction, Rachel Ray makes a real nice one.
Right. And a reduction is just you're taking a little bit of liquid out of it, intensifying the flavors, getting a little bit thicker. But now we're coming up next is our buddy Jeff Kuhn from Frankenmuth Brewery. He's got a New Year's Stout and a Winter Bock that he's put together that we had the privilege of sampling last night at the Food and Wine Show at the DeVos Place. So stick with us. Jeff will be breaking those down. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.